Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your
I'm
host
sorry,
PIN.
But
when
I did
finished,
not hear you
press at least 4
key.
Digits of your PIN number. I'm sorry, but I did
Thank
not
you
hear
you
press at
Blog
least
Talk
4
Radio.
Digits of your PIN
Goodbye.
Number. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Come on. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I am your host, Elder QT Docs. Amen. I am your host, Elder QT Docs. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Look at what's going on around you. Look at what's going on around you. Wake up, everyone. Amen. Today I will be coming out of Romans 13, 11 and 14. I want everyone to wake up. Wake up. Black lives matter. All lives matter. Wake up. Wake up and see who's doing what to who. Amen. God is so good. Wake up, everyone. Oh, Heavenly Father, good morning. Good morning. Today is a new day. A chance for a new start. Yesterday is gone, and with it, any regrets, mistakes, or failure I may have experienced. It's a good day to be glad and give thanks, and I do, and we do, to the Lord. Thank you for today, a new opportunity to love, give, and be all that you want to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Well, we're going to talk about waking up. Waking up. Everyone needs to wake up. Oh, this is just so good to know that we woke up this morning with our mind on Jesus and with our head above the ground. Amen. There is a story. A teenager who lost a rare and expensive contact lens while playing basketball. In his driveway, he searched and searched, but could not find the lost contact lens. He told his mother about it and shared that he had searched, and the lens was simply lost for good. The mother went out to the driveway and found the lost contact lens in less than 15 minutes. The son asked, "Mom, how did you do that?" "I looked everywhere and could not find it." The mother responded, "Son, you are looking for a lost contact lens, but I was looking for $150. See, everyone needs motivation in order to be successful. The Word of God is filled with statements meant to motivate us and get us to the place where God wants us to in life and service to Him, to be a service to Him. Today I want to look at Romans 13 and consider how Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write words to motivate Christian and divine service and Christian action. Be assured of this. We need these words today in the church of our Lord as much as any time in history, because we can see what's going on in the world today and in this country, our own country that we live. Let's look at Romans 13. And it says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep." Wake up, everybody. "For now our salvation is near than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Amen. "Let us walk properly as in the day, not in the rivalry and drunkenness, not in the lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." Amen. Paul is dealing with the fact that Christians in Rome were not taking the duty of being faithful Christians seriously. He was calling on them to consider three important things regarding their responsibility to Christ. In writing, Paul is seeking to stir up and wake up the people of God in Rome before it is too late for them to be effective for the Lord. I tell you with seriousness and broken heart that we must wake up now as Christians in America and around the world. The atheist community is hard at work to corrupt the minds of our youth, as Satan has added so many weapons to his arsenal in recent years. Just look at the drug epidemic. Look at the alcoholic epidemics. Look at the crimes epidemics around America and around the world. For that matter, in America, we are slipping away from God, and our church are closing their doors in record numbers. Hardly a text can be found in God's Word more appropriate for our generation than the one Paul wrote in Romans. Now, no matter what we are, we require encouragement and motivation in our lives from time to time. I am reminded of a man who was always late for his dental appointment. One day, the nurse called to remind him of his appointment to have a tooth filled that day. He said, "I'll probably be about 15 minutes late. Is that okay?" The nurse said, "Oh, sure, that's okay, but we will not have time to give you your anesthetic." The man arrived 15 minutes earlier for the appointment. The thought of not having an anesthetic for his dental procedure cure his lackadaisical attitude and action. What it takes to get God's people to be excited and faithful in this modern age. We see Paul address this issue, and what he had to say can motivate us today. We're talking about sleeping. A time to sleep, a time to rest are necessary, but in God's kingdom work, we must be alert at all times. A soldier needs sleep, but he can destroy the entire army if he is sleeping on duty. A child needs sleep to do well in school, but no child ever learn anything while sleeping in class. Perhaps the best example regarding the danger of sleeping involves an automobile. Some of the worst traffic accidents in history have occurred because someone fell asleep behind the wheel of a car or truck. Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome when he tells them that it is high time for them to awake from their sleep. Why? Because Paul is concerned about the issues. Our salvation is near than when we first believe. Each day we live, we are closer to the full and complete redemption to be given to us when our Lord returns. For those Roman Christians, Paul penned his letter and said, time is short. Many of them was going to be put to death by Roman authority. They had very little time to complete their mission before meeting the Lord. What is the danger mentioned by Paul? Is he speaking of actual sleep? Or is the word he has used in our text a symbol of something far more important? Paul was not concerned with the sleep habits of the Christian in Rome. He wasn't against them getting their 8 hours of sleep each night. One thing necessary for people to work, live, worship, and serve God at their best is to have proper rest. Leadership Magazine mentioned a few years ago that up to 45 million people don't get enough sleep in our modern society. Since 1900, it is estimated that 20% of Americans do not sleep enough. Getting a good night's sleep is essential to good health. Amen. Paul is writing about everything and something far more important than the number of hours that each Christian sleeps per day. Paul was referring to the lackadaisical problem that was appearing in the lives of believers in Rome, and for that matter, the apathetic manner of Christians everywhere in the world during his ministry. He wrote something similar in 1 Thessalonians 5. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. Why was this such a concern to Paul? Because he knows how important it is to be vigilant and not to sleep your life away. If we place our mind in a neutral gear as we live each day, we fail to see two things. First, we cannot see what God is doing. Second, we cannot see what is happening to our world. We become blind to divine vision and indifferent to satanic activity. I read a story recently about a man who entered a home in the middle of the night. He went into the room of the parents and took some jewelry while they slept. Then he went down the hall and kidnapped their 12-year-old daughter. Thankfully, the girl was able to scream just as the kidnapper was pulling her out the front door of the house. The intruder was caught. The only reason the evil man did not get away with his crime was the fact that the parents and a neighbor were awakened in time. See, Paul had a vision. And he saw a world in need of Jesus. He was awake to the danger that faced every living soul. Sadly, I think we are like many of those Roman Christians. We sleep while the world is going out to meet God's unprepared. There are few tears for the lost in the church anymore, and very few Christians who witness to anyone concerning the coming of reckoning. Also, we must ask about what Satan is up to in your church. Oh, you can be sure he is working right there in your fellowship and among your very best church members. What is God seeking to do in your life and the lives of your fellow believers? You can only know the answers to these questions if you are awake. In Judges 16:19, we read about Samson and Delilah. What did she do in order to ruin the great servant of God? She first put him asleep. No enemy was strong enough to capture him and cut his hair while he was awake. It was by the use of sleep that she was able, along with her cohorts, to take from the great Samson the strength that God has given him. Listen, dear Christians, Satan is working to dull your senses, to close your eyes, to put you out of commission. No wonder Paul said, it is high time to awaken out of sleep. Amen. You know, a sleeping person cannot think. That is so true, because you can't think while you're sleeping. Because when you are sleeping, you cannot experience rational thoughts. In fact, you are often crazy, having crazy dreams that makes absolutely no sense. You cannot solve math problems, make out a grocery list, or decide vacation plans while you are snoozing like a buzzsaw. In the passage we are considering, Paul reminds the Roman believers that time is shorter than they think. He is seeking to awaken them to something they cannot grasp while being spiritually dull and lifeless. One of the great dangers of modern Christianity is that we live in a spiritual world that is cut and dry. That is, we live in a monotonous, humdrum, and unexciting spiritual form or habits. Like a sleeping person, we go through the hours of spiritual activities, but they are mostly meaningless. They do not move us, stimulate us, or excite us. Someone was speaking the other day about a day at work. He said, you know, it was 3 p.m, and I sat at my desk wondering what I had done all day. For a couple of minutes, I couldn't even remember what I had done since I got to work at 8 that morning. After a period of concentration, he began to recall what he had been doing. Ooh, I thought I was losing my mind. Then he added, I guess I had been going through the motion and was sort of sleeping or sleepwalking through my work. Oh, there's the truth. If you ever heard it, and it is possible for us as believers to do that in our walk, our service for God, we are not really awake. We are going through the motion of activities without the Spirit of God empowering us or working in us. It is high time we awoke from our sleep. Where was Jonah when the awful nightmare in his life reached the crisis point? He was asleep in the bottom of his ship on the way to Tarshish. It was then the great storm arose and the mariners came for him. It is interesting that while the worldly sailors were fighting a storm, the backsliding Jonah was sleeping. The world is in trouble, and many Christians are sleeping away in the storm. We cannot think properly if we are not awake, alert to all God, to all God has to say, all that is going on around us, and all that we are to be doing. Amen. God is just so good. I mean, we cannot sleep and cannot play at the same time. Jesus experienced that when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked his disciples to watch and pray. After Jesus prayed for a time, he came back to find them sleeping. As Jesus agonized with sweat, drop his blood, his disciples slept. Sleeping Christians have no idea how to pray because they are obviously to the spiritual world around them. That night in the garden, the disciples slept because they had no idea the battle Jesus was fighting, just a few feet away from them. If we are not awake to God's will, we miss the mark in our prayers' lives. I am not trying to go all spiritual on you in this message, but I am saying that people who say they cannot pray are simply asleep in their souls. Look at the world. Look at the hurting people. Look at what Satan is doing to our society. Look or wait. Oh, I forgot. You can't look because you are asleep. Wake up, Christians. It's time for us to awaken so we can see. Think and pray like God wants us to at a time like this. So we thought about sleep Now let's notice that we need to wake up at this time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to take a break for a second, then come back with the advertisement. Amen. Wake up, everybody. It's no more time to sleep your life away. Wake up to the problems around you. Wake up to your environment. Wake up to your situation. Wake up to your community problem. Wake up to the world's problem. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping away. Wake up.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer.
Amen. Amen. And this is, God is so good. This Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Development. This is, amen, we're talking about Kingdom Builders. And if you want to give, if you want to support the ministry of Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, you can email at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughter International at Gmail with your PayPal. Amen. Amen. Or you can go to Giverify. God is just so good. God is just so good. Wake up, everyone, before it's too late. Wake up. Because God is trying to shake us. Let us see what's around us. Let us see what we're doing to each other, to our families, to our friends, to our jobs, to our communities, to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Wake up and see what's going on. Amen. Amen. So in closing, I just want to say, tell a true story about the life of a great commission, a great missionary named David Livingston. Some people heard about the great work David Livingston was doing in Africa, so they wrote to him the following. Have you found a good role to where you are? If so, we want to know how to send other men to join you. It is said that David Livingston wrote back, if you have men who will come only if they know there is a good role, I don't want them. I want men who will come if there is no role at all. God is looking for some men and women in Christ who will wake up and serve him walking through a valley. climbing a mountain, wading through deep waters, stepping through fire, or even carrying a cross up a lowly hill. How many today are willing to step out and renew an alert and be awakened through the heart of Christ? Perhaps to awake from your sleep and give your heart to Jesus, who wake up, who walked the hills, called Calvary to die in your place. So we won't have to sleep, so we can continue to walk in eternity, so we can continue to do the great commission that God has mandated us to do. Amen? Amen. I want to just thank everyone for listening today. Just wake up and wake someone else up that might be asleep. Be a waker. Be a shaker. Amen. God is good. Amen. May God bless you and keep you. And may God constantly shine upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Wake up, everyone. Have a blessed and glorious day. Today. Go with God's speed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening, everyone.